Chapter 10, page 82, Made for Each Other. Louise and Brian are very compatible people. They have a lot in common. For example, they have very similar backgrounds. He grew up in a small town in the South, and so did she. She's the oldest of four children, and he is too. His parents own their own small business. And so do hers. They also have very similar academic interests. She's majoring in chemistry, and he is too. He has taken every course in mathematics offered by the college, and so has she. She enjoys working with computers, and he does too. In addition, Louise and Brian like the same sports. He goes swimming several times a week. And so does she. She can play tennis very well, and so can he. His favorite winter sport is downhill skiing, and hers is too. Louise and Brian also have the same cultural interests. She has been to most of the art museums in New York City, and so has he. He's a member of the college theater group, and she is too. She has a complete collection of Beethoven symphonies, and so does he. In addition, they have very similar personalities. She has always been very shy, and he has too. He tends to be very quiet, and so does she. She's often nervous when she's in large groups of people, and he is too. Finally, they have very similar outlooks on life. She has been a vegetarian for several years, and so has he. He supports equal rights for women and minorities, and so does she. She's opposed to the use of nuclear energy, and he is too. As you can see, Louise and Brian are very compatible people. In fact, everybody says they're made for each other. Louise hopes they'll get married someday. And Brian does, too.